All right, hit the button and let's go.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the VRX Disney World Trip Lane Podcast. This is where your memories come from and center our podcasting.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out. This is Mike here from the Be Our Guest podcast. Can y'all hear me on the headphones all right?
Yep.
We don't do this live ever. So thanks a lot for coming out. We're raising a lot of great money for Give Kids the World. And we appreciate you being here today and sticking around for the live show. We are live right now around the world on Mixler Radio. So tuning in, we have friends in Japan, the UK, and all over the United States right now. So thanks to everybody who is tuned in live at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/live. All right, let's get the ladies introduced and our special, very special guest today. And we will get going here. So joining me, we're going to go the direction. We're not used to being in the same room. But joining me from the Magic for Less Travel, the co-owner, Pam Forrester from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What's up, Pam?
Thank you all. Thank you all for, first of all, inviting us here. I think it's been a real privilege to meet so many of you. We have been the receivers of some incredibly warm welcomes, and it's just been really a breath of fresh air to have all this many people and all these things going on at once, and to have everything run so well is really a credit to everyone who's involved in this. So I think they all deserve, first of all, a big round of applause.
Went
spectacularly. Great job, everyone. I'm sure this is a huge undertaking. I mean, the small things that we've done in the past have worn us out for like the next 6 months. So everyone who's volunteered needs to go home tonight and have a drink if you so choose,
or a snack, or something.
Right? So anyways, but thank you again for inviting us. This is really our privilege and a blessing to be involved in this and to raise money for Give Kids the World, which has really been a charity near and dear to our hearts for years. And we're just, you know, it really is our privilege to be involved in this. So thanks again for inviting us.
Absolutely. And I want to give a big shout out to Aaron, our big MC host today. Good job.
Yes. Woo! You're going to need to go home and rest your voice.
Yes.
He will not be talking for the next week because there will be no voice left. All right. Also joining me from the wonderful Peach State of Georgia, from down in Atlanta. But she used to be a St. Louis Cardinals. She's still a St. Louis Cardinals fan from St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right.
Ricky Nibbler from Touring Plans.
What's up, guys? This is so bizarre to actually see, well, to see you guys, because I never ever get to see you guys. And then to see people out here watching us, it's kind of bizarre, but really cool. So super glad to be here. You know, I came from Atlanta, so, you know, it was a nice short flight, which was good, and that was nice. And it's so exciting to be here and this meet, which I've heard, you know, about for years, and I'm excited to actually be here in this room with you guys. This is awesome. So, you know, we were blessed that you guys invited us.
For sure.
That's amazing. So, and we're so excited. You know, like Pam said, you know, raising money for Give Kids the World is so near and dear to our hearts, and, you know, because we do a live show every year, a 12-hour live show, and as some of you may know, that's kind of my baby. That's what I'm in charge of every year, is this 12-hour live show. So I'm excited to get to spread the joy, more joy, for Give Kids the World, because, like I said, it's so near and dear to my heart, having been there and visited the facility as well as Mike, and so I'm very, very proud to be here and helping raise money. So,
well done, Ricky. Well done. All right, and we have a special guest on the show today. For those that are tuned in on Mixler, you can't see, but we are on Facebook Live as well at Be Our Guest Podcast. If you want to check everybody out, we have Jason Rowe, and it's from the, is it the Man of the Mouse?
The
Man of the Mouse.
Thank you so much. Great to be up here with you guys today. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity. So let me hear it for all these Indiana fans out here. Let's go. Come on, let me hear you.
You know, we got to break it down for Ricky, because she totally lost her Indiana cred a couple of shows ago on our podcast. I know you probably have an allegiance to one of the three big schools in Indiana, so if you're a Hoosier, let's hear it.
Yeah.
What about a Boilermaker? And what about the Fighting Irish?
Yeah.
All right, we're glad to be here. We love talking Disney. If you haven't checked out our show, We do it 3 days a week. We're Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And on Mondays, we have awesome trip reports. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have a great one coming up, 35 and 35 years. The couple is right here. Take a bow for us. We're going to do that next week. Let's go.
I can't wait to hear that one.
I can't either. It's going to be awesome.
It's an amazing show. I don't have the stamina to do the trip they did in one day. And we also, on Wednesdays, we answer your listener questions. You can write in. And we answer them semi-correctly, and if not,
we
make things up if not. And on Fridays, we just kind of talk about fun Disney topics. We just, whatever we feel like talking about that day. But today, we're going to do one of our new shows.
You meant we research for...
We research for hours.
And then we come up with a very intelligent topic, and we talk about
really
it extensively.
Well, but, you know, before we get to today's show, which we're recording, and we're going to put out on the feed this coming Thursday... Jason, tell us about your podcast, because I want to know, you know, what's your focus and what do y'all do?
Yeah, it's www.manofthemouse.com is my website. Also, Man of the Mouse podcast. I'm on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, soon to be Mixlr.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, we focus mainly just on Walt Disney World and everything that's relevant to Disney news.
All right, real quick, favorite Disney resort.
Ooh, for me, it's got to be the Coronado.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, it's with you,
it's not just for business.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
It makes me happier seeing other people working while I'm there.
Exactly.
I'm that way. Yeah. So, cool. Okay, Jason, favorite Disney attraction?
Oh, gosh.
Putting you on the spot.
I can only pick one, right?
You can. You can't cheat like Pam and I do.
No, I cheat all the time.
I can't have one in each park?
No.
Okay.
Space Mountain is the correct answer, but go ahead.
No. For me, it's probably the Tower of Terror.
All right.
Solid. Thrill attraction, e-tickets, got great theming.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be Gardens of the Galaxy in a couple of years.
Let's hope not.
Just saying, Ricky said it's going to happen.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not. No announcements here, trust me. Only at Disneyland.
All right, and your final question. Here we go. Favorite restaurant. Most important.
Yes.
Because this can divide the room if you pick the wrong answer. Favorite Disney restaurant.
Oh, boy. For me, it's actually Mama Melrose's.
Oh,
solid
interesting.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
That was from out of left field. I was not expecting that.
Right.
It was. Yeah.
We like that, though. It's something different.
It is.
That's Pam's favorite restaurant, too.
Yeah, it's good.
No, you like the California Grill.
Yeah.
I like them all.
She likes them all equally.
They're like children.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do a show kind of based on a show that we did about 2 or 3 weeks ago now on a Friday that we just kind of came up with the idea. Well, let's face it, probably right before we started recording.
Probably, yeah.
But we decided to do a show called Stay or Go. Should I stay or should I go? Because this is a situation on your Disney vacation that you're always encountered with all the time, and you probably don't think about it, but what happens is you come to a situation where it's time to go on an attraction. Say you head to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at the Magic Kingdom, and you get there, and there's a 120-minute wait, but you have an 8-year-old girl who really, really wants to ride this attraction. So Daddy's got to make a decision. Do I stay or do I go? Do I endure 2 hours of standing in line in the July heat of Central Florida? Or do I go and deal with an 8-year-old daughter for the next week complaining? So what we're going to do is kind of give a situation, and then we'll ask some people in the audience to see what you would do and kind of compare notes, see what we would do. So, Ricky, I'm going to let you give us the first situation. So give us a setting. So here you go, and you got to play along.
All right.
Play along at home in the chat room. We're playing around the world. Here we go. Should we stay or should we go? Go, Ricky.
We are. Okay, so because I'm gonna kind of go with your suggestion here. So because there is so much to do right now at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and we all know that you know, lines are a little long there because of this fact, and there's not a whole lot to do right now. Say you did come up upon a, you know, it's busy afternoon in the middle of the summer. And say you came upon Tower of Terror, which, you know, has a, I'd say, hour-long wait. Would you actually wait that 1 hour? I'm going to go to you first, because this is your favorite ride.
Remember, it is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
This could be your last ride.
Yes, it could be. Stay.
You're going to stay.
I would stay.
Yeah, no, Fast Pass is not available.
No,
it's gone.
Fast Pass. We didn't say that.
No cheating. There's no cheating with Fast Pass.
You've already used your Fast Pass.
You've already used it.
I would still stay.
You're going to stay.
Stay.
Yep. You're going to stay. All right. All right, Pam, what are you?
What's the time again? Sorry.
1:20. 2 hours.
I'm going to go.
You're going to go?
I am. Okay. And just my reason is that I don't know.
I'm not waiting that long.
I'm not waiting 2 hours for Tower of Terror. No. So
wait, just... 1 hour. 1 hour.
No, I thought you said 2 hours.
I said one. I
okay,
said
well, whatever. Okay,
yeah.
So 1 hour.
Oh, just 1 hour.
1 hour. 1 hour.
I'm still going to go because I'm going to go do some of the other stuff in Hollywood Studios.
Right.
I think I'm going to be able to find something with
you're
the smaller
You're going to find
weight.
Enough stuff to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is it raining?
Is it raining?
Is it raining? Wow. That adds another
factor.
That
would add a little bit of a spooky atmosphere to it. So I do like that. But no, it's a sunny day. So
is John Lasseter on the
road? Yeah, no. You're like, no, I'm out.
Definitely staying.
You're definitely staying. Yeah. So Mike?
I'm going. You know what? I like that ride about once a year, one time, and past that, I feel like I'm going to hurl. So,
you're done. Yeah.
I'm not a. I like the theming of it, but if it only dropped one time,
yes,
I'm all in. But when it starts going back and forth, that's.
Yeah, that whole random thing really gets me.
Yeah, it does
that's
too.
It. So, yeah.
So what about you, Ricky?
So
what would you do?
We all know how much I love Tower of Terror. Yeah, I don't ride it. So and Brian, he is very nice to me, and even though he likes to ride Tower, he oftentimes does not ride it because he's like, well, I don't want to wait in line and then have you not ride it. And so he won't ride it because of it. So I'm clearly not staying in line. But if he wanted to wait an hour, I mean, because he's so nice to me, maybe I'd say yes. So, Brian, if you're listening, I would be nice to you.
Wow.
Once.
Yes.
And she's saying listening. That because she's not going to have to prove.
That's
that
right.
She would
I don't have to actually ride
that,
it. So. I just have to wait in line for it.
She's saying that because Brian's taking her to Alani in a couple
of
weeks.
Yes, I'm going to Alani in about a week and a half, so I'm okay with this.
It's not right. All right, so let's get somebody in the audience. So who wants to give us?
Give
to give
us a
reason.
Scenario.
Oh, so you got to holler, though, because we'll have to repeat here on the station. It is raining, so tell us what. It's raining, 1 hour staying or going.
He's going to.
Since you threw that in.
He's going to go. He's going to go. All right.
That's the right answer. That's what I said.
That's the right answer.
All right. Okay, Pam, give us the situation here. And I saw in the chat that there was flying by, but Jill in Arizona, she's staying.
She's staying.
She's staying.
That's good.
Good stuff. All right. So, Pam, set it up.
So, I'm going to go not with an attraction, but I'm going to go with a nighttime show.
Ooh.
And because we're in Hollywood Studios, I'm going to stick with that
okay. And
not go with Fantasmic. I'm going to go with the Star Wars fireworks. And having been there, I will say that I think you need to be at about those towers or forward to get a good view of everything. To make sure you see the projections on the theater and the fireworks behind, to even have a chance at that. So let's say in order to get one of those spots, it's July. It's about 90 degrees.
Like a billion.
It's a little close.
Like
it's a little close, right?
It's very close.
It's
very, very, very close. And you have to get there, let's say, 45 minutes in advance.
Okay.
Are you going to... Oh, my husband says an hour.
Yeah. This is why we do the podcast in different places with no
that's
audience.
That's right. Yeah.
That's fine. We'll bump it up 15 more minutes.
Yeah, all right.
We'll even give you an hour. So let's say you have to be there an hour in advance with 8 million of your closest friends, right?
And 3 gabillion.
Yeah, and people touching you.
Yes.
A lot. Yes. Mike, are you staying?
I'm staying 3 hours for the Star Wars fireworks.
Wow.
Wow.
He's really
because
going
it's
for
a it's a great just the visuals of it are amazing. It takes you back to your childhood. Where else are you going to see the gigantic lightsaber to the sky? The fireworks are amazing, but I will give you a tip. The best place to see the fireworks, if you're just seeing the fireworks, is not where you're standing. You know where it is, right?
Yeah, it's over by the 50s.
No. It's on the safari at Animal Kingdom.
Yes, that's correct.
It is.
Correct. Yes.
We were going on the safari one night, the
very
late
true.
Night safari, and if you time it just right, if you're going across the
savannah.
What's that called? The savannah,
yes.
Yeah.
You see the fireworks right there, clear as day. And also Coronado Springs. We saw them testing while we were there. Amazing view. But yeah, I would stay a long time for the fireworks because it's unique and it's probably not going to be there, but maybe a year at the most.
And it does scare the heck out of the giraffe.
It does. The giraffe are not Jedi, so
no,
what I would say.
No. All right. So Jason, what about you?
Oh, I'm staying.
You're staying.
Yeah. Yeah. No question. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Oh, there you go.
It's awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Ricky?
Oh, y'all know how much I love Star Wars, right? actually, for this one, I think I might stay. I stayed for the previous Star Wars fireworks. I think I waited at least a half hour for those. So, I mean, you know, an extra half hour, I can, and for the better spot, I think I could handle that. So, I think I would stay and wait the hour. Now, any longer than that, I wouldn't. I would go. But the hour is my limit, I think. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm staying too, and I'm sending one of my family members to the 250s to get me a peanut butter and jelly shake from the bar, which they will do if they're not busy.
They will.
I've done that.
Yeah. That is an awesome tip, you guys.
So
if you've never
that's
been
what
to the
I'm
bar,
doing. Yeah.
You can, like, they have a line that you can walk up and place your order and take it to go. So that's an awesome tip right there.
Does anybody here have a peanut butter and jelly milkshake? Anybody?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I wish. Yeah,
it's
a shame.
It's good.
That's a good one. So with Star Wars fireworks, I'm going to throw mine in real quick, and I would say, because this is the one I think everybody faces, and then we're going to ask you on this one, because this one's one that I guarantee you face every time you go to the Magic Kingdom. Peter Pan at 60 minutes, because that is a real situation it's always almost 60 minutes all the time,
or
and
more,
it's one of those,
more,
you got to decide, it's a three-minute attraction. It's old. You can't use FastPass. I know. That's why FastPass was made. But 3-minute attraction. It's a pretty cool 3 minutes, I got to admit. But 60 minutes, the queue is better now. So that's something to consider. So stay or go. Peter Pan at 60 minutes. Jason, what are you going to do?
Staying.
Good call.
I love the classics, so.
Staying?
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, yeah. Ricky, what do you say?
No, I'm out. I'm out. There's no way. I don't wait 60 minutes for Peter Pan. I get a fast pass, which I know is not allowed, but I don't think I've ever, to be honest, I don't think I've ever stood in the standby line for Peter Pan. So
have you seen the new queue?
I have never seen it. So
how many people in here have seen the new queue of Peter Pan?
It's pretty awesome.
I think it's one of the better, you know, most well done queues, because it's the next step on Winnie the Pooh, where they have the screen and you got to touch all the gross honey.
Gross.
That is really gross.
Gross.
Germ factory.
That's so disgusting. I can't handle that.
Yeah. Right. Yes. You need like a vat.
You know what? That should be sponsored by Clorox. And they
should.
Right.
How they don't sponsor that attraction, I have
for
no idea.
Sure.
They're losing a ton of money.
That's
yes,
true.
Yes.
But we're getting off track as we always do. Pam,
always, yes.
60 minutes for Peter Pan. You staying or going?
So I actually think I'm going to go because, first of all, I have not seen the new queue. I mean,
you still have
it? We have not gone through it because we don't wait that long for Peter Pan.
What we have here, ladies and gentlemen, are line snobs.
Yes. Proud of it.
But I love Peter Pan, actually. It's one of my favorite attractions, but I try to always do it first thing in the morning or last thing at night. So
morning. Yeah. Well,
so
I don't know what gonna, I don't let's
Ricky
be honest, I don't know what morning
early,
is. Morning starts at noon, right? That's morning. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm with Pam.
Yeah. So I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to. Even though I really like
I want to say I would. It just depends. If I know I'm not going to be back for like a year, I'm staying. But if I know it's a matter of months, like to the next, you know, as you hit the Run Disney season and you go down for Wine and Dine and the Marathon and possibly like a Star Wars where it's in the spring, I'm not staying for that. But like I say, if it's the once a year vacation, I'm staying. I mean, because that's what Disney World is in Peter Pan. You go there to relive these classic moments. It's the dark ride that, you know, the rest of the park's built on, basically, and I would stay for that reason. So, all right, Jason, we're throwing you
Let's join the fire. Let's go.
Let's see.
It better be a good one.
Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh,
with a million
yes.
of your closest friends.
Now, of course, now, especially with it leaving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Stay or go.
So,
well,
how long
are we waiting?
at least 60 minutes.
An hour. Oh, man. You want to go first, Pam?
I'm saying that I am not going to stay because I'm going to try to catch glimpses of it from somewhere else in the park. Like one of those little known spots, you know, where you can see part of it, like the tops of it.
Yeah.
Not that I don't really love this parade, because I do. It totally reminds me of being a kid. But I think I'm going to go. I think, honestly, I've probably seen this parade, if I'm being honest, close to 1,000 times.
Wow.
So. But, okay, so...
But it's the last time ever.
Yeah, last time.
I know, but I have my memory of it. Like, I've seen it. So.
Memories. Okay.
That's good. Well, I'm going to jump in. I would say that I am going to stay because with a parade, at the end of the night, if you've been going hard in the parks all day, you're tired. You don't mind sitting for 60 minutes, especially if we use what Pam said. You have kids. Have them run to Casey's, get you some corn dog nuggets, and you're good to go. You know. So I'm staying at 60. All right, Ricky, what are you going to do?
You know, I think if it was like a prime spot on Main Street and like I had it and there was nobody around me, I might stay. But more than likely, I'm going to go. I just don't have a connection to most of the parades, and I don't have a connection to Main Street Electrical. So, you know, if it was for, you know, Boo to You, which is my favorite, then yeah, I probably would. Yes, yes. But, you know, Main Street Electrical is fine, and I'm kind of like Pam. Like, I'm fine just catching glimpses of it, you know, as I'm walking or whatever. So, if it's the last time ever, though, I might stay that 60. But that's only because it's the last time ever. So.
But don't you want to march like those like in the very last America float there where they kind of do the all that moves, you know? Don't you want to do that?
No, no? I'm good. No? Yeah.
Ricky follows it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, Jason, so are you staying or going at 60?
I'm with Pam. I'm going.
You're going?
Really?
Yeah. See, I thought he was throwing it out there.
Staying for no. I mean, I've seen it thousands of times, and that's enough.
You're done.
So I'm done.
You're done. You see done. It. Sayonara. See ya. Enjoy.
Head on out to the West Coast. We're done.
Thanks for playing for, you know, what, thanks. 6 years longer than right. you were supposed to be here.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this, and then we're going to get a couple in your mind here.
Start thinking of scenarios.
You will get a cool prize, I promise you, if you have a scenario and we pick you here. So real quick, you have the choice of Paint the Night, Spectrum Magic, Main Street Electrical Parade, one of those three for the Magic Kingdom for the next year. What are you going to go with?
I'm hands down going Paint the Night. I love that parade, and I think it would just – there's so much, and it's something new. Hello, that's not always something that we get.
But if you listen to Friday's podcast, it's about nostalgia. So the right answer is obviously Spectrum Magic.
Everything else.
Yes, I can be nostalgic about the things I'm seeing there and be like, it reminds me of that. So I'm absolutely going to Paint the Night, and I mean, I've heard it's not really coming.
Yeah, at least not until at least well into 2017, because they're going to keep it out there for, who knows? You know more than I do. I just make stuff up.
Well. Yes,
Ricky. So what would you take of the three?
I think I'm going Pam. I think I'm going Paint the Night. I think it looks like a fantastic parade.
The music is so great.
Really awesome stuff with it. It's obviously high tech and stuff like that, so... I'm going to Paint the Night on this one. Yeah.
Have you seen Paint the Night?
No.
You're just like, I trust you, Disney. I trust you.
Not in person. I've seen videos. So that counts, right?
Yeah, it does.
Kind of. Yeah. Jason, what would you take out of those three?
Spectrum Magic.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
No question.
I have a shirt.
Interesting.
No doubt.
Spectrum.
That song. It stays in your brain forever.
I can't do it.
Don't do it. Please don't.
You know how like that first tone there? Yeah. The scary clowns on the first
float,
too.
Yes, those scary clowns. We know a thing about scary clowns.
We do.
Boardwalk.
Yeah, the boardwalk.
Boardwalk's clowns.
I'm staying there for marathon, too. I'm going to be freaked out when I'm trying to run. I will not be sleeping. Okay, so let's get a scenario from the crowd. Yes, there you go, R2-D2. So you got to yell it, and I'll repeat it for everybody on the station because we forgot the wireless mic. Unless we have that other one.
Ooh.
Oh, man. This guy is not playing,
he's
man.
Not playing. He knows. He knows.
So the scenario for the radio station is we're at Mickey's Very Merry Not So Scary Halloween Party. And there's a 90-minute wait for Seven Dwarves Mine Train. So
no,
90
no,
minutes.
No, to meet all of the seven dwarves.
Oh, that's even better.
No
to meet yes. all seven. Because you can only do that at
you
the party.
You can only do that
you
at
can
the
only
party.
Do that at the party.
Or at press events.
Well,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah. You can only do that at the party.
I only cared about Dopey. So anyway, so you got 90 minutes. Okay, I got to think about this one. Jason, you're on the hot seat.
Oh, gosh, wow. I was hoping you'd go to somebody
else. Yeah, now you know how we all feel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think I'm waiting.
You're going to wait.
I think I would wait. Yeah.
Yeah? It's any particular reason? Or
I have never had my picture taken with all seven dwarfs and Snow White. So, yeah, I think I can.
Oh, she said maybe. Yes, you did. Apparently you don't remember.
Maybe we did, and I don't remember. I think I'm still staying. I like the classics. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm losing track. I'm becoming Vanna White. So we're staying?
Am I Vanna White?
90 minutes? We're staying. You said staying?
I think I'd stay.
90 minutes for a meet and greet?
Oh, why not?
That's tough.
I mean, it gets a unique one, though, at least. It's not like Goofy or something. Okay. Ricky, go for it. You're not staying. Forget it.
I probably am not. But, you know, my best friend and I, we really have this thing for the Seven Dwarves.
All short?
Yes. It's actually always just been this running joke when she's never been to Walt Disney World. And so we've always said, when I finally take her for her first time, that we're going to look for the Seven Dwarves. And so, like, it would depend on the situation. If it was me and Brian, I'd probably say, yeah. But if it was me and her, we're staying. We're staying the whole 90. So, yeah.
Shocking. The stuff you learn about your podcast.
I know,
co-hosts,
right?
It's nuts. All right, Pam, you staying or going?
I am going. We don't do a lot of character meet and greets, and if I'm being honest, I'm not staying. I'm just not. It's not that thing. I can see the appeal, especially because they're such rare characters, but I'm not staying for that.
You know, this one, for me, gets down to mathematics, gets down to numbers, because when you go to the Halloween party,
true.
It's technically from 7 to 10, so it's for, help me out here, 300 minutes, right?
It's from 7 to midnight.
I teach 5th grade math, so
there was 7 to midnight.
There we go, yes. Master's degree's paying off. All right,
yeah,
so
yeah.
300 minutes. If you're waiting 90 minutes out of 300 for one encounter, as epic as it is.
That's true.
How much is the ticket?
But what if you're
paying almost $30
for that? What if you got in line at 4 o'clock when you got to the park, and then you stood in line, and that's the 90 minutes?
Okay, if you did that, then it makes sense. But if you think about it financially as far as price per hour, and you're spending 90 minutes of the 5 hours.
Right. I get it.
I don't think you can think about anything like that, though.
Well, we couldn't get Len Testa to come.
But I think if you're someone who collects, like if you're someone who wants to meet all the characters and all that, then I think it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, like Heather W. on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. So, that was a good one. Thank you. So
that was a great one. That was a good question.
That was very good.
That made us think.
Okay, right. Next one. Let's get somebody that we have to talk to. Glenn. Right? Is it Glenn? Gary.
Where is it?
Jerry.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. You're all talking. There we go. We got a wireless mic. Now, holy cow. This is awesome.
All right. One of those. This is a good one. You're walking toward Everest. And you're just about there. And you can see off in the distance, there's this huge, huge group of people heading right toward Everest.
Oh. Oh. Literally.
If you gotta go, you gotta go. You know, that's. I don't even know if that was serious. I mean, is there?
That's awesome.
I always go.
You're gonna go at that point. All right. So if you really have to either stay and ride Everest or go to the bathroom, I think I'm gonna go. You know, if I had to go to the bathroom and try, I think I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah.
Well, for the sake of all your fellow guests in the park, you should really go.
Yes.
And I would go. Especially riding an e-ticket attraction. That's not good. As boring as the Yeti is right now, I would go.
Yeah.
Would go?
Please
say go.
Well, although I have to go, I feel like I could make it.
That's never the right answer.
I feel like Everest is not going to be the thing that...
Mike is giving you this strange look.
I know. He's like, I feel like as an adult, I can assess whether I can make it or not.
No, but you have to go. It's...
I know I have to go, but how bad do I have to go?
This has turned into a very strange conversation.
Is it impending? Like, is it imperative, or I could possibly make it?
90% full.
We took a very strange turn.
Let's get down to the brass tacks.
Yeah, we took a very strange turn.
I feel like I'm fairly good at assessing whether I'll be able to or not.
Jason, just say go.
I've reached a place where
you're going. Okay.
I don't gamble on that.
We got a prize for you. Okay, good question.
Yeah,
here we go. We got a print.
Although now Mike's mad at me because he thinks somehow I'm going to, you know, whatever, ruin it for the next people.
Well, I'm not riding with you, so that's all I got. All right, let's do it. We got time for a couple more. Congratulations. Thank you. All right, over here. Holler it out.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Doug.
Up.
Don't stand by the speakers.
Noon.
98 degrees, 480
degrees. Oh, yes, at least.
A beautiful Florida day. It's a
60-minute wait
for lunch. Oh.
John
Mike,
yeah.
You had to mention the kids. That makes you look bad if you say go.
Plus, are our audio animatronics done yet or not?
Yeah,
that is our restaurant.
It is.
They took measurements and all.
And you already went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. That's out of the way. Whew,
that was the factor I was worried about.
Yes.
So for the folks listening on the radio station, we have a father and a couple of kids. For Be Our Guest at Lunch, it's a gabillion degrees in the middle of July, Magic Kingdom, and you can get in 60 minutes for the counter service lunch at Be Our Guest. Ricky, this is a great question for you, having no kids and not even worrying about anybody except yourself. So
no,
what would you say?
I'm not. No.
Not even poor Brian.
I've always said that I'm going to be the worst mom ever because, like, my kids aren't going to know that you can eat in Cinderella Castle. They're just not going to know. I'm just not telling them. So, Mike,
they find out somehow.
You better not tell them. I'm just saying.
There's nothing in there that I know of.
There's nothing in Cinderella Castle. I don't know what you're talking about.
My wallet's not big enough.
Aunt
right,
Pam
exactly.
will tell them that they can go in Cinderella's Castle with an outfit on.
Right.
Just saying.
I think I'm going to, I as much as I like Be Our Guest restaurant, I think I'm going to go. I like the food. But I like Pecos Bill, too, so I'm going to Pecos Bill's. Yeah.
That's a good answer. Jason, what do you say?
Well, the air conditioning in there is pretty nice.
It is.
It's snowing in there, you know?
It's snowing,
really.
Yes.
It's like a billion degrees outside.
The gray stuff.
I think I'm going.
You're going?
Yep, I'm going.
Yeah, that's right.
We're all over the place because I thought you would stay on that one. I mean, it's a meal, but... All right, Pam, what do you do?
We're going.
You're
not... In 60 minutes, I could be on the monorail at a resort.
That's
like,
right.
Having a lunch with a drink.
That's true.
Oh, sorry. I forgot your kids are there, though, too.
Yeah, kids.
You might be drinking. Okay, that's good.
You're at Trader Sam's.
Yes.
Right. They're at the Neverland Club.
Yes.
Or whatever it's called. Very good. All right, here, Doug. We got a prize for you. Thank you.
Let's
hear it for Doug, one of our great volunteers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug. All right, looks like I've got time for a couple more. These are good. These are brain teasers is what they are.
Yes.
Raise your hand.
Okay, if you have a scenario for us.
Oh, wait, this is not possible.
What?
Paige is going to talk.
Paige.
All right. Here we go. Paige has got one right in the middle.
Is this the first time you've been on the podcast?
Wait, I'm interested because this might be something like she wants or doesn't want you to do. Oh, no. Oh. Okay.
So, okay, so the situation for those tuning in, this was Paige. I know you didn't hear here on the station, but you're at Frozen Ever After, the new attraction at Epcot. It's a two-hour wait, so it's 120 minutes. We got everybody chiming in here. I'm with you. You have a two-hour wait, and you've already invested 90 minutes. Ooh. You're inside the building
you're
at this
committed.
Point.
You're committed.
You're inside the building at the beginning.
You're almost 1 foot inside the boat. You're close.
You're very close.
So you've committed 90 minutes, but the ride breaks down. They say it may be. We don't know. That's what they give you. We don't know. It should be up soon. Who knows? Do you stay or do you go? That's a good one. So, Jason, how about this one?
I let it go. I'm out. I do. I'm sorry. I missed the maelstrom. I'm out.
Oh, he's done. He's out. No. Mm.
Breaking news. Frozen Ever After is better than Maelstrom. And I'm a Maelstrom fan. It is. It's pretty darn good. I like it. It's the new awesome dark ride. I'm not a huge Frozen fan, but I thought they did well. But I like Disney stuff. I mean, I'm an apologist. All right, Ricky, what do you say?
It's so tough because I've already committed so much time in line, but if I have to add another 2 hours on top of it?
Well, I mean, it could be 35 minutes. The problem is you don't know.
I know. That is the problem. I don't know. I'd probably wait if I didn't know. Now, if like what Paige suggested and it's going to be another 2 hours, I would go. But if it was absolutely unknown, then I might stay because you never know. I mean, how long that's going to take. And plus, all the people will leave in front of you, and then you can walk your way up a little bit further. Yeah.
No, they're all going to stay.
Yeah, they're all going to stay too. Yeah. They've been waiting as long as I have. Yeah, so.
They're just banking on you leaving. All right, Pam, go. I'm just like playing along. Go. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Cam's not playing.
No, I'll be honest. We actually were in this position this summer. It was actually the day after it opened, I think. We had ridden it once, and I really wanted to ride it again because I wanted to get some more pictures and blah, blah, blah. So we actually were in this position, and we stayed because, because it was so dang hot out, and most of the queue, even if you're there for a couple hours, you're going to be indoor, and it's very nice air conditioning. And I, when it did break down, I was willing the people in front of me to leave. I mean, I was like,
yes, I think you always do.
Where's Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I was like, oh, I bet it's broken down for a long time. You people are going to want to go.
Yeah, you're like, I was here yesterday and this thing didn't come back for 7 hours.
That's basically what I was doing. No, seriously, Stephen Hanna will tell you. I'm like having made up conversations with them. But anyway, so we ended up staying, and it did come back online, and we did get to experience it. So I think I'm going to go ahead and stay, just because it's so new, and I haven't ridden it 100 times like I have everything else, and it still has that, like,
new ride smell. New frozen smell.
Yes, it's very frozen-y.
Smells like Sven.
Yeah, it smells like Sven, yeah.
So, yeah, I would, at this point, because we were lucky enough to ride it a couple of times when we were down in June, I think it's going to kind of fall into the category of a very cool dark ride, but not a, you know, you have to be there at rope drop. I would say by next spring, the regular wait time is going to be down to 45 to 60 minutes.
Probably.
So I probably wouldn't wait much longer than that at this point. I think it's really cool, but it's going to cool down, and you're going to get a lot of chances to ride it eventually.
That's true.
And the queue is awesome.
The queue is real. The thing is, the queue's awesome for folks like us that have been on Maelstrom many times.
Yeah.
Because what you find yourself doing is, am I standing in the theater?
Right.
Where was this before?
Yeah.
How did it, you know, how does it compare? And you do that on the ride, too. What was this before? You know, and they added a couple extra scenes, too. So that's kind of a neat thing to experience, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It's cool. And they're really great animatronics, too, in that attraction.
When they work.
Lots of them.
When they work.
They worked when I was there every time. I'm saying, maybe you didn't have a full price ticket. I don't know. All right, let's do one more and see what we got. We'll wrap it up with one more stay or go scenario. We have one more. We have more. Oh, wait, got to give away a prize.
To Paige.
Paige is like, I got one.
She says, no, I'm cool. I went to Sky Zone.
We'll get you something later, Paige.
Yeah, we'll get you dinner. Anybody else have one? Okay, right here. Okay. Brian.
Can I change it up a little bit?
Yeah, go. Sure. That's what we do.
All right. You look at the app. You got a 2.5 hour wait for the new story, or a 2.5 hour wait for the new track on Toy Story Mania. You get one backpack
for the tour. Ooh.
So basically, in the room, what we have here is the situation where you look on the app, you can grab a fast pass for Soarin, the new Soarin, or Toy Story. Now, Toy Story does have the new third track.
Yeah. You're waiting 2.5 hours.
Otherwise, you're waiting 2.5 hours for
either. You got to pick one or the other.
So basically, it boils down to which one would you wait
2.5 hours
for?
Which one would you wait 2.5 hours for?
Woo! That's a tough one.
Ooh.
All right, Ricky, you're in the hot seat because I got to think this one over. There's lots of factors.
Oh, man. There are lots of factors
math.
With this one. Yeah, math.
Math.
You know, so I find Soren's cue, even now, to be kind of boring. So I and there's a lot of stop and go, like, so I'm gonna wait in Toy Story. I'm gonna fast pass Soarin.
Ricky, what grade did you get in geography in high school? did you know there's a mobile app you can play? Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you play it?
No. I went in the fast pass line. So
But you did. We talked
yeah,
about this.
Hello.
You guys played it, right?
Yes.
So they
was
have
Paige and Hannah and I were playing with
instead of the old Kinect style games where I thought those were pretty funny when you didn't play them, you just stood back and watched everybody else, and
that's true.
I'm sorry if that was you. But because it was pretty funny if you weren't playing, everybody kind of going, you know, you're a bird or you're jumping up and down. But now they have a mobile app that's basically, it's like being at Buffalo Wild Wings, but for geography in the queue. And so we played it, and we had a good time, and you actually do, You learned something at Epcot. It's kind of going back.
Edutainment.
That's novel right there, right?
Yeah. Look crazy. Yeah, really. So you said. So what, I forgot what you said.
I said I was gonna fast pass Soarin' and then wait for Toy Story.
So you're waiting for Toy Story.
Yes.
Okay. So Pam, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for Soarin' because of what you all have mentioned. We played the game and had a good time. And
who won?
I think Paige may have won.
That's Seriously. Why she likes it so much.
It's because your mom is a geography whiz.
But
we're
it was
going
a fun
down
game.
To Indiana. No, just kidding.
Really was a fun game, and it actually worked, unlike the other one,
yes.
which was rarely
That's
working.
True. That did not work.
And we used it on, we all played on our phones, and you got mm-hmm. to see up there. And the key is you have to not only know the answer, but you have to be fast to mm-hmm. kind of, you
That's
know,
true.
To buzz in as well. So I'm going to wait for Soarin because, again, I think the queue's nice. I mean, the Toy Story queue is fine, but Mr. Potato Head doesn't work.
He's not there anymore.
Right.
He was
exactly.
Green
exactly. I mean, he didn't work so much that he's gone.
He's gone.
So,
yeah.
And they don't have the Viewmaster anymore
That's
in there
true.
From Disneyland. That was my favorite thing. This is going way back. So, anyways, I'm waiting for Soarin'.
As Jason said earlier, let it go.
Let it go.
I'll try.
All right, Jason, what are you going to do?
I think I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting for Soarin'.
Soarin'. Yeah. I'd do the same because I don't know. I've just done Toy Story so many times now, and my elbow kills me when I walk out of
that
room. It gives you tendonitis.
I kick Brian's butt, so I'm all in for Toy Story. I'm all in.
All right. Yeah. So wait, was that? Oh, wait, we got to give away the last prize.
I have prizes. Another set.
So head on up. We got some awesome Disneyland pins. Brian, come on down. Another one of our awesome volunteers is here for Brian. All right, so we're going to wrap this so we can kind of, thank you, so we can wrap up the evening's festivities. Again, thanks to everybody who tuned in today. I know you're not here if you're listening on the station, but the love in this room is amazing because when we hear the totals from today, you're going to hear a lot of good being done at Give Kids the World. Because of the friends that are in this room and the folks that have worked really hard for months putting this together. So we're going to sign off here in just a second, but I want to thank everybody, especially my podcast co-host, which I don't get to see enough, Ricky. Let's hear it for Ricky. Love Ricky. You can check her out at themouseforless.com and touringplans.com and a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. And
I'm everywhere.
And everywhere else.
Everywhere
That's right.
Else, yeah.
And of course, Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What's
thank
up, Pam?
You.
And he's going to have to be our fourth more often than not. We have Jason Rowe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And it's manofthemouse.com, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
We got it.
So check that out. I'll be doing that on the way home tomorrow.
Yes.
So we are going to get out of here again. We got a total.
Got a total.
All right.
Wow. Wow. Great job, everyone.
That's awesome.
Great job. Wow, that's what it's all about.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
Really, to hear something like that.
That's awesome.
So let me repeat it so the folks that are tuned in can hear that, because we have two systems going here. $13,100 raised just today for Give Kids the World.
Great
village.
Job, everyone.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I knew I was pushing some people out of the way to bid on some things.
We had silent auctions going all day.
Yeah.
We had great donations.
Right,
I mean,
for sure.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
We got a crock pot. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah.
Paige got
Paige
a crock pot. Paige got a crock pot. It's going back to Mizzou. M-I-Z.
Yes.
But if you haven't been able to make it out to this Disney meet, and this is our first year, and again, we are so, so excited to be invited.
It's awesome.
Please plan to come out next year. It's an easy drive from a lot of places in the Midwest
for
or the East Coast. You know, make it a weekend. There's a Colts game tonight, I think. You could have made it a whole, like, Hoosier weekend. I don't know. It would have been fun. But come next year. Be a part of this. So many great friends, and we all get what Disney's about. It's about memories. It's about friends and family, and it's about things that you just can't get in the real world. So I hope you get to come out to the Indy Disney Meet next year. We're excited that we were invited to be here this year. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And thanks so much for hanging with us tonight here in the hall. And we will see you real soon. Thanks so much, everybody. And thanks to Tony, who is chatting us up from the room. Tony, where are you? Yay! All right, we're going to turn it back over to Aaron, and I think we're going to wrap up the day, but it's been amazing. Yes. Thanks for letting us be a part.
Thank you all.
Thank you.